Hey everyone, I'm Rashan Gidwani, Philip Capital's media host and presenter. And today is the 24th of January. Happy Monday. So, Chinese New Year is coming up. The Chinese New Year festival usually lasts 2 weeks, taking place from Chinese New Year's Eve to the Lantern Festival, held on the 15th day of the Chinese lunar calendar. Celebrations start on the eve of Chinese New Year, which falls on the 31st of January, which is next Monday. It's an important family reunion occasion where Chinese families come together to usher in a new year. As the date of the Chinese New Year is determined by the Chinese lunar calendar rather than the Gregorian one used by the West, the date changes each year, usually falling either in January or February. Each Chinese New Year is also championed by one of the 12 animals in the Chinese zodiac, and 2022 is the year of the tiger. Did you see how we interviewed some people at Raffles Place? Elfion, my producer, and I had so much fun. We met quite a few interesting people. Look out for us because sometimes we'll be at Raffles, maybe Orchard, and other parts of Singapore. This episode of Let the Money Talk is part of a special 8-part series so our listeners will know more about Chinese New Year and the special zodiac sign that represents the upcoming New Year. Why 8? Well, 8 is considered the luckiest number in Chinese culture. In Mandarin Chinese, the pronunciation of 8 is ba, which is close to fa, meaning to make fortune. The number 8 is also uniquely symmetric and, when laid on its side, resembles the Greek symbol for infinity. Great, so let's get into it. Oh yeah, and every day for the next 7 more episodes, including this one, I'll be teaching you a fun way to greet each other during Chinese New Year. Today's phrase is 新年好, which basically means good new year. Tomorrow, I'll have another saying. This year's zodiac sign is the water tiger. What does that mean? The water tiger is known as the king of all beasts in China. It represents strength and bravery. The water tiger is a happy-go-lucky type of sign. For those who were born in the year of the tiger, 1938, 1950, 1962, 1974, 1986, 1998, 2010. This sign is meant to bring out the part of you that is born to interact and bring a smile to your face and others. Maybe you can incorporate some of these traits into your own personality. The water tiger character is also full of ideas. I wasn't born in any of the water tiger years, but boy oh boy, I could use some of the sign's charisma for what I do here at Philip Capital. I'd like my best self to come through, and that's what I wish for all of you also. In the new year, guide yourselves towards being like the water tiger. Be positive, kind, and lovable. If at first your well-intentioned ideas aren't executed, maybe you just need a helping hand to guide the direction a little bit. After all, water is malleable. With a little bit of tiger energy, it can become anything it wants and needs to be. More on the upcoming Chinese New Year on tomorrow's podcast. Stay tuned.